Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Now we have to understand there's other people that want to harm us. They want to destroy us. They spend every day plotting on how to hurt Americans, how to hurt Israelis. They teach it in their schools. They teach it from the imams, teach it from their...
From the madrasas?
Yeah, from they're just constantly just saying, you know, why, you know, they refer to Israel as Satan.
And the little Satan.
The little Satan. Refer to America as Satan.
The big Satan.
The big Satan. And
they have a minister of terrorists, don't they?
They have a minister of terrorists. And so they're just educating. And so these kids are raised up. And hopefully one day we'll, if you haven't yet, get the book Son of Hamas. Mm. Excellent book that explains it. But understand, they're just constantly hearing this. And so they believe, they're taught that if you come and you hurt Israelis, you hurt Americans, you're actually doing a service for God. Infidels, that we refer to as infidels. And so, yes, all these people are coming and they need help. But in the midst of all those folks, there are reportedly gang members. You have gangs in America, and there has been some ruthless things take place. But, you know, I was in law enforcement when we saw the Jamaican gang members come to America. Jude seen nothing, do you say? These were ruthless. That was the beginning of crack and things going on, and it was just brutal. It was brutal. You know, I'm not talking about Jamaicans, but I'm talking about the Jamaican gangs that came, and it was just a violent and controlled through just force and just fear. And now when you're talking about these gangs coming up out of these Central American countries, coming into America, and they're reportedly how many states?
They're reportedly in 32 states, primarily at MS-13.
Which is gangs from?
Gangs from El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala. Started out in El Salvador. A lot of these young children grew up during the El Salvadorian, and there was a war going on during that time, and they saw horrific bloodshed during that entire time. And so they already had that kind of grit, if you will. They migrated to the United States, primarily Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. They started out defending, you know, because they were being picked on and bullied, and it morphed into this horrific gang that now has a network, 32 cities, and they are known for their brutality and murder.
Oh, and they take bodies and kill them and hang them from billboards, so everybody sees the bodies hanging down from billboards. So the fear factor that goes on. And they're talking about taking pictures of our congressmen and women that go to the borders, and all of a sudden they're saying don't take their pictures because the drug lords will begin to focus on them and say different things. But other than all of that, that there's people that just mean harm towards America. They believe hurting America is doing something for their God. And I want you to watch right now. This is a professor reportedly out of Kuwait talking about bringing anthrax over the Mexican border, American-Mexican border. And you read the subtitles as he's talking right there, but read it carefully because this is what he's saying. This is how you can actually hurt America. And he talks about going carrying all the way to the White House lawn. Uh-huh. But coming over, guess what? The Mexican-American border. Watch this.
أربع أرطال من الأنثراكس.
4 pounds of anthrax in a suitcase is big, he says.
يشيلها واحد فدائي.
Carried by a fireman through tunnels from Mexico into the U.S.
I guaranteed
to kill 330,000 Americans within a single hour. If it is properly spread in population centers there, what a horrifying idea. 9/11 will be small change in comparison.
Laughter.
Am I right? There is no need for airplanes, conspiracies, timings, and so on. One person with the courage to carry 4 pounds of anthrax will go to the White House lawn. and will spread this confetti all over them. And then we'll do, it will turn into a real celebration. The WMD is a problem. The Americans are afraid that the WMDs might fall into the hands of terrorist organizations. Like Al-Qaeda and others. There is good reason for the Americans to fear. Because Al-Qaeda used to have in the Herat region. It had laboratories in North Afghanistan. They have scientists, chemists, and nuclear physicists. There's nothing like they are portrayed, but these mercenary journalists, backward Bedouins living in caves, no, by no means. This kind of talk can fool only naive people. People who follow such things know that Al-Qaeda has laboratories just like Hezbollah. Hezbollah has laboratories in South Lebanon in which it produces weapons and sells them. Hezbollah has laboratories in South Lebanon.
And so you're seeing, this is a professor that you're seeing and hearing, and John's interpreting that his beginning is talking about coming over the borders, the Mexican-American borders, with anthrax. What did we just happen? It's like, why is CDC mishandling anthrax of all the times to do it when these things are going on? And so you start thinking like, well, will this really happen? And a rancher, they're seeing, when you see, you hear the word OTM, you're hearing other than Mexican, which means the rest of the world. It's coming over our borders right there. And what they're seeing is this one particular rancher found a language dictionary that translates from a Muslim Hindu type language to English and a phrase book right there coming over the borders. As a matter of fact, I want you to see it. He actually has it in hand. You're fixing to see him reading it and them showing it to us. This is what they're finding on our border. And it sounds just like what this professor is talking about. Watch this.
Do you speak Spanish?
Apco Spanish IT hi.
Does anyone speak English?
Koi English bota hai.
Mosque.
Masjid.
Stop.
Rukia.
Don't stop.
Mat rukia.
I'm in a hurry.
Manjaldi mainhun.
You must pay in dollars.
Dollar main pizza DJ.
I guess.
Guys, quit laughing at my bad Urdu, will you?
I guess the
special forces guys.
The cartels that are bringing them in here and the gang guys aren't going to accept Pakistani money.
This could come in handy.
Oh, yeah.
If we ever go to Afghanistan.
Well, they're coming in here. We don't have to go that far.
Or South Texas. Seems like you Texas ranchers seem to be ready for just about anything. You ready for the Taliban?
Well, we'd like to think we are. We could certainly use more resources. Maybe some federal funding to help our state shut the border down.
So these two guys, we filmed these scouts. You got this from something like that?
Yeah, no question. This is a coyote leading a group of Middle Easterners into our country, and they got away. They're here.
He lost his book at the fence?
Fell out of his pocket as he was crawling over. Of course, the fence has electricity on it, and he got a little jolt. And so that might have prompted this thing to fly out of that pocket a little quicker.
Oh, Mike, this gets out that you're shocking possible Taliban members down here. People might get a little upset.
Bring it on. Don't mess with Texas.
Pretty much says it all.
So they're finding these a map of Afghanistan, this Pakistani translation book, dictionary. And when you look at India and Pakistan, Pakistan was originally part of India, that break-off that took place in the context of radical Islam, by the way. And they're like, they're coming over our border, just like this professor's talking about. What's coming into our nation? What's coming into the skin of our body called America? We need someone who's going to rise up and say, I want to protect America's borders. I don't know. I guess the president. That's what the president does, right?
Yeah.
From enemies foreign and domestic. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.